Hey everyone, we're here with the PMTA. We have the Canthony duo, Cammy and Anthony with the PMTA. We're going to talk about the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association's 38th annual truck driving championships here at the Kalahari Resort. And man, we're going to talk a little bit about what the event is. What does it take to throw an event like this? The volunteers, the organizing of it, and then just talking about a little bit more about the PMTA. What's the PMTA? What do they do? Why it's important? And what are some upcoming events? So we'll just kick it off here with Anthony. Anthony, do a little bit intro. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Anthony Cloud. I have a law enforcement background. I worked for a municipal police department for 10 years before I left there and transitioned into transportation with J.B. Hunt. So I got my start at one of the larger carriers in the U.S., and I've worked for a couple of other small ones in a variety of different roles as a safety director. So when the opportunity came available at the PMTA, I was interested. I feel like it's a fantastic organization. It gives me an opportunity to help all the other safety directors out there, make sure they're current with their understanding of the regulations, and just, you know, help them share their experiences and me share my experience, and you know, hopefully keep everyone compliant and moving in the right direction. So it's been a very long 5 months. It feels like it's been much longer than that, but you know, when you, yes, that they say when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life, or something along those lines. So
yeah,
there's been some long days, but you know, it's really enjoyable, and just getting to see, you know, the fruits of your efforts and what's happening in the industry and across the state is really fantastic. So it's been a lot of fun. I certainly enjoy it every day.
And then Cammy, I think you're the newest member from the PMTA here, probably about a month or so. Introduce yourself too.
Yes, my name's Cammy Breadbenner, and I am the new director of communications for PMTA. I've been with PMTA for about a month and a half.
Yep.
My background is in graphic design, transitioned into advertising, transitioned into nonprofit, transitioned into motor trucks. So I'm looking forward to it. One of my favorite parts about being the director of communications is really learning people's stories.
Yes.
Regardless if you are a, you know, racehorse jockey or a trucker or a chef. It's all about really, you know, talking to people, learning their stories. Everybody has really interesting stories, and then communicating that with the, you know, the public, and really kind of getting the message out there. And that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
When I actually interviewed for the job, Rebecca Euler said, "Why PMTA? You know, what do you know about PMTA?" And I said, "Well, not a whole lot yet, but, you know, getting to know people and learning their stories is my favorite part of it. So I'm happy to be here."
And it's exciting because, Anthony, you mentioned, you know, 5 months is been a whirlwind. It feels like probably 5 years. Pennsylvania, of course, the PMTA is, you know, PA is a big state. PMTA is sort of split up into different notches. There's different, you know, you got the road team, you've got different events that you were organizing. We just had the annual conference, and now the truck driving championships. There's a lot of events, a lot of trainings, a lot of things. Tell us a little bit about what is the PMTA, and how does, you know, to me, the story of it all is all about safety. So,
Yeah, so the PMTA is really, you know, working on behalf of not only our partner members, but, you know, every carrier in the state and across the nation. So, you know, through our advocacy efforts, through our safety education programs, through telling people stories and making sure that people, you know, the public understands that, you know, for every 70-foot commercial motor vehicle rolling down the road, there's a human being with a story, with a family, with wants and desires, you know, rolling down the road behind the wheel of that truck. So, you know, that's what we do is, you know, we take on the arguments for our carriers who don't have the capacity, the staff, the time, the resources to do so. So Brian Ryder is started the same day I did. So he was there 5 minutes early. So I guess that makes him senior to me. But, you know, he's a lobbyist and has decades of lobbying experience and has relationships with everyone in Harrisburg. That's important. So, you know, we're taking on the arguments for carriers on the Hill and in Washington, and making sure that, you know, the legislation that's passed is meaningful, and that everyone understands it. So, you know, one of our largest wins recently was the CARB lawsuit, where, you know, you've got this California legislators trying to pass laws that affect all of us over here on the East Coast.
Yep.
And we actually released an article yesterday where we have dropped that lawsuit. So it's, you know, it's no longer going to impact us. And, you know, we didn't do that alone, but we certainly played a huge role in getting that that repealed and making sure it didn't, you know, pass. So that would have had just drastic impacts on small businesses in the Commonwealth. So, you know, every truck you see out there is not a 20,000 fleet, you know, operation. A lot of these, and the vast majority of trucking companies, have fewer than 10 trucks.
Yep.
So, you know, when you factor in the overhead, the cost of registering and purchasing and insuring and operating and fueling and keeping that thing moving, you know, controlling those costs is a huge piece of their success. So, you know, we want to help them in every way we can. So, you know, that's what our advocacy piece does for you. You know, in terms of safety, you know, it's sort of the same story. Not every carrier out there has a dedicated safety team of professionals that have been doing this for decades. So, you know, they're kind of doing the best they can with what they have. And the regulations, if you didn't know, are slightly difficult to understand at times and constantly evolving. So they wait until they look like they've got a handle on it. Maybe we should change a few words and just mix some things up. So, you know, that's kind of where I fit in, is trying to stay current myself.
Yeah.
And making sure that, you know, our members have access to, you know, the changing regulations as they come out. And I know you guys do a fantastic job as partners along in that effort. So, you know, the PMTA is just a great resource for all of the trucking organizations in Pennsylvania, not just our members. So,
yeah.
you know, what we do for our members is going to benefit our non-members as well. So, you know, we're trying to get out and reach out to some of those smaller organizations and make sure they know that we're available to help them. And, you know, the benefits of being a member of the PMTA as well. So it's been an exciting 5 months. And I'll tell you that I thought I knew what I was getting into. I knew part of it, but, you know, event planning is not, I'm going to have to add that to my resume now. I feel like I'm qualified at some level to plan events. So, I'm going to start planning weddings and you can take the photos. I think we're a dynamic duo here, but it's been fun. You know, the annual membership conference just went down, and that was, you know, us being in Erie for 6 days away from our families and doing our best to make sure that, you know, the folks that attended that event just thought it was seamless and fantastic. And I think it was, and it was just a ton of work behind the scenes. It always is. But, you know, the feedback you get from the folks that attend really kind of makes it worthwhile. So it's been fun. It is, it's been eye opening. And the TDC is just kind of the next, iteration of the unknown for me. So I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, it's just been kind of this huge event that's in the back of my mind coming up. And, until, you know, now it's just been a lot of work.
Yep.
But now it's a lot of work with a lot of anticipation and anxiety about what's coming and, you know, what it's going to take from us to make this successful. So we're looking forward to it. And I think it'll, you know, it'll go off without a hitch. It always does. And there's a lot of people that that work very hard to make it that way.
Tired of the typical CDL schools that ask you to give up your work for months? At CNS Driver Training Center, we're not like the rest. At CNS Driver Training Center, we paved the way with our Class A proficiency program, Pennsylvania's first to offer approved online theory combined with true one-on-one behind-the-wheel training. The old 160-hour programs with the 3 to 4 students per trainer are outdated and, frankly, just aren't producing professional drivers. We're here to change that, delivering top-notch training that prepares drivers for the real-world success. We understand that your time is valuable. That's why we created a flexible scheduling model designed around your life, not the other way around. Most schools pair with 2 to 3 other students, stretching out your time with hours watching other drivers. Not here, we focus on one-on-one training so every moment counts towards building your skills. With our online work at your own pace theory classes, you can learn whenever and wherever you're ready. It's CDL training built for today, and we're proud to lead the way as the first Department of Education approved Class A CDL school for hotshot drivers, creating new pathways for future professionals. Ready to start a rewarded career your way? Visit CNS Driver Training Center today. The future of CDL driver training is here.
Yep. And for those who don't know, the Pennsylvania Motor or the Pennsylvania Truck Driving Championship is a part of the National Truck Driving Championship. So all the states, about 40 plus states, have a truck driving championships where they get the winners and they go on to nationals. And it's a 2-day event here in Pennsylvania where they do three things. There is the pre-trip inspection course. They do a test, like a safety test and talking a little about the history of the championships and so much more. So they're literally sitting in the class in a room, you know, heads down with a pen and pencil or whatever and going through it. And you feel the intensity just in that room of them doing the tests. And then they do the second day is the driving course, which if you haven't been part of a truck rodeo or a truck driving championship competition, it is crazy. It's usually you think, oh, I want to stay as far away from that light pole as possible. But here, these guys get as close as possible without touching the cone or the corner or whatever they're getting close to and get as many points as possible throughout the course. And there's, well, I think 9 different classes of trucks. You got your straight trucks, you got your sleepers, you got your, just so much that's a part of this. And so TDC, what's so fun about this is there's the trucking industry or the drivers, the transportation industry has so many different types of people, drivers, companies that come from different backgrounds. Maybe their focus isn't trucking. Their focus is warehousing or manufacturing, and they have a group of drivers or whatever it is. They can all participate at this event, but they have to hit a certain safety threshold to even participate. What's that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the ATA, the American Trucking Association, publishes the guidelines for participation and the standards that have to be met. So the carriers review that. A driver cannot have had a preventable accident within 12 months of the date of the last date of the last competition. So the last PATDC. And if they have had an accident, that is set up for review. In fact, I just got an email back, I want to say 4 or 5 that were reviewed and these drivers were, deemed to be eligible. So, there's quite a process that they go through.
Yeah.
And, when you think about when you got your license, the last time you and I really practiced driving was when we were 16. we went out and practiced parallel parking so we could go get our license. And since then, we've probably just been reinforcing some bad habits that we've developed along the way. But our professional drivers, they do this for a living. Their livelihoods and their families depend on it. Their success depends on it. And, they are not necessarily practicing on a daily basis, but these folks that are participating in the Truck Driving Championship, I mean, the amount of sacrifice that goes into just preparing for this.
Yes.
So they don't get 6 months off of work to prepare for this. They've got routes they run every day, deliveries they make every day. Some of them work the night shift and they're sacrificing their time and their carriers are sacrificing time. Yeah. And there's a certain amount of expense associated with the trucks moving and just operating to allow these, men and women to practice and prepare for this. So, it's a fantastic opportunity for the drivers themselves to showcase some individual skills, but also for the industry itself to really humanize, what's going on. And if you can think back not too long ago when we were celebrating a successful load of toilet paper being delivered during COVID. And, that was really the first time in a long time that truck drivers were really celebrated and applauded for what they do.
Yeah.
But, really everything in this room, everything you're wearing, everything we're recording on has been on the back of a truck delivered by a man or a woman at some point recently, and a lot of times multiple, touch points and, coming in on a ship and, leaving a dock on a truck and going to a warehouse, a distribution center and all over. So, this industry is easy to overlook and it's easy to get frustrated with when you're stuck on 83 behind some truck who just won't get out of your way. We all understand that and we've all been there, but these are humans at the end of the day, men and women, just like all of us, with goals and dreams and desires and families. And this is the way that we allow them to showcase their skills. And it's fantastic. I'm super excited to be a part of it and, glad to feel like, the PMTA's contribution to the success of this is going to pay off. And, I'm again, cautiously optimistic. I've been told to wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, yes.
Something about 30,000 steps. Well, I don't don't have any sunscreen issues myself, but yeah, we're all excited. It's like I said, it's palpable now in the office. Like, it's not just a, you know, something that's happening months from now. It's literally right around the corner. So we're all jazzed and excited to get there and just get the ball rolling. So,
and it's fun. The event's held at Kalahari up in the Poconos, and we have a few years yet still having it held there. So be sure to bring your swim trunks and go have fun while doing it. And being at the event, and it's fun. It's family friendly. The family can go jump in the water, go out, go watch their family member participate in the event, whatever it is. And it's just it's a fantastic party atmosphere. But there is a lot involved. There's a lot of volunteers involved, I believe, and a lot of drivers involved. So you mentioned companies. Companies prepare. They can throw their own truck driving championship within the company, sort of select who's the best driver, make it a fun safety oriented event. And then that's part of their sort of, you know, just customer driver experience. And you want to have a good relationship with your drivers. And this is one of those events that you can throw with your company. But this event's open, you know, if you're an owner operator or if you're, you know, a small sized fleet. You'll see a lot of big names of big fleets out there. But small fleets can go out there and be part of this event. You can organize your own sort of safety competition and practice to this event. But the event itself, there's so many pieces moving, so many people involved. Give the audience a little bit idea of like how long has this been in preparation and how many different types of people are out there?
So I think, you know, a day or two after last year's TDC, you know, I think people kind of kicked their heels up and let the blisters heal. And then after that, it was just the planning started all over again. So, you know, the leadership of the TDC changes. So, you know, the first chair becomes the new chair for this year. So, you know, there's some exchange of duties, people moving around. There's a dozen or so committees that are comprised of four or five members, some of them more, that handle the different aspects of the event itself. You have the PMTA support staff who are doing what we can to help support, you know, those committees as well. You know, we've got volunteers, 200 some odd volunteers,
which just perspective wise, there's 200 plus drivers participating in the event, and you have just as many people helping out as volunteers, which is insane.
It really is. And those volunteers are not, that number of volunteers is not the folks that are representing the carriers that are coming to work. It's not our staff. You know, we're compensated to be there, but these are folks who just, you know, want to be a part of the event. They have heard about the event. They may have participated in the past. I know Dean Yockey, who's retired now and has left. I know it was a family event for him. It was him, his wife, and like four or five of his kids that came every year. And they just, you know, they handled what they handled. They nailed it down and took care of it. So, you know, it really is a family atmosphere. And it's, you know, without the volunteers, this doesn't happen. Yep. Or if it happens, it takes twice as long. So these folks are out there in their comfortable shoes and their sunblock, putting in 30,000 steps to make sure that the scorecards make it from this event to the scoring table. And you know, just helping to really shuttle, you know, resources from one place to another. So, you know, we can't thank those folks enough. And a lot of those folks will just go nameless. You know, they're on a checklist somewhere that someone manages, but, you know, we can thank them here, but on an individual level, you know, it's the satisfaction of a job well done for those people, and we couldn't do it without them. So to all of you that are volunteering, you know, a huge thanks from all of us to you for what you do. You know, all of the carriers are sending a contingent. You guys are there. We're there. You know, the Kalahari staff themselves.
True.
I mean, wow. You know, it's they don't shut down the building for us. It's in addition to all of the other things they have going on. So,
well, we get a lot of feedback too of just the guests that are there that don't know this event's happening, and they're like, "This is awesome! Like, what is this event over there?" And they go watch the event as well, and it's a fun experience for everyone.
Yeah, and you know, the scale of it. If you know, I'm going to see it myself for the first time. I've seen a lot of videos. I've heard a lot of people talking about it. But you know, we were there a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, on a tour of the facility. And it the scale of it, it's massive. So when you think about it, you know, a lot of us have been in large rooms with a couple hundred people, but in this banquet hall, we're going to have 1,000 people and 12 trucks.
Yep.
And inside. Room to walk around and talk and serve food and interact and give speeches and present awards. Like, I don't know that I've ever been in a room that size. So I'm excited to see that. And, you know, just all the pageantry that goes along with it. So, you know, I think everyone that is qualified to come here is a winner already.
Yeah.
You know, nine men or women are going to leave as champions and then one grand champion. And, you know, they're going to go on to represent Pennsylvania at the national event in August in Minneapolis. But, you know, everybody that's there, you know, deserves our a round of applause from all of us for what they do and the sacrifices they make. So, you know, it's a thankless job. You know, some of us work 45 or 50 hours a week and we think, man, that was a long week. And these drivers are like, yeah, I was on hour 40 by Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, you know, you just don't understand what they go through. And it's, you know, it takes a special type of person to do that for 52 weeks a year for 30 years and then come and compete in an event like this on top of it. So most of us, when the work day is over, we just want to stop thinking about work and go do something else. And these guys are like, well, I'm done driving. Now I have to go practice driving.
Yep.
So it's you know, kudos to them for what they do. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
And for those that don't know, Pennsylvania is one of the biggest truck driving championships events across all those different states. And so whether that's this is our 38th annual competition, but it's also like we started in 1937 doing this rodeo. And so it's one of the oldest and one of the biggest in the state. So if for you that are watching, this is something to celebrate, something to pay attention to. And I know we at CNS are excited to be able to live stream the event. We're going to have a podcast the day of during the registration. You get to see all the drivers that are out there coming in and checking that out. And then the live stream of the actual competition, quasi sport style, a sporting event style type of thing that we're going to have. It's a fun celebration. So we want you to be able to watch this. You can go to youtube.com/ at CNS Companies, and then you can go to the PMTA Facebook page. It's going to be live streaming on both of those locations. Go check that out. Go subscribe, go follow, and be ready for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're live watching it now, thank you for tuning in. Whether you're a family member, if you're a coworker that's watching this event, like this is something to celebrate. So root on, let us know in the comments down below, you know, who are you rooting for and you know, how many miles of safe driving have you had and how many years have you been in part of this industry? Let's celebrate the industry, celebrate the drivers out there today and just being able to have fun. Now, moving on to after TDC. So PMTA doesn't stop. There's more events.
Party doesn't stop after TDC. That's true.
What's the next couple big events that are coming up for PMTA?
So it's interesting for me. I've heard the comments around the office, well, after TDC, we finally get a break. And I just kind of chuckle because everyone gets a break except me.
Yeah.
And the nine winners. So between the conclusion of the TDC event and the national event in August in Minneapolis, you know, we'll be ordering shirts and hats and some swag for our guys and girls to go compete there. And then also setting up some practices. And those are on the weekends. You know, those are in addition to my normal work shifts, their normal work shifts. This is, you know, us sacrificing, you know, to represent PA as best we can. So we'll do that. And then we'll compete in Minneapolis. So super excited about that.
Yeah.
And then after that, we've got, I'm not sure, do you have the call of the...
Yeah, so 2025 Call in Washington is going to be August 2nd and 3rd.
Okay. So the Call in Washington is you know,
September.
September. Okay. So one of the events that doesn't often get a lot of fanfare in terms of publicity, but this is an opportunity for, you know, folks to go and sit and meet with their representatives to discuss topics that are important to them. And to have an audience, an uninterrupted audience with someone who can actually listen to you and actually, you know, understand your concerns and hopefully do something about it. So,
yes.
You know, we take it for granted that, you know, our elected representatives know the things we know. But when you really think about it, it's just impossible. There's no way that they are on the ground level understanding the challenges that we all face. They have their own set of challenges. So it's important for us to take that opportunity to go and sit with them in an environment where, you know, they have a captive audience and listen to what it is that's bothering us, why it's bothering us, and what they can do to help us. So, you know, I encourage everyone to take an active role in getting the legislation changed and the ideas out there and the conversation started. And, you know, we all have our own set of challenges and complaints, but you know, this is an opportunity to really go and have a conversation with someone who can help you find a resolution. So, you know, not taking that opportunity is really, it's kind of, you know, it's silly, honestly. So,
yeah,
you know, I encourage everyone to, you know, to reach out to us, you know, call the office and, ask what you need to do to get involved. You know, like I said, Rebecca Euler and Brian, Ryder are both, you know, very active in lobbying in Washington, D.C. and Harrisburg. So, you know, they're going to be able to point you in the right direction. And, you know, I believe we actually have, you know, some talking points that we'll share with people if they're interested, so they can take this and you know, put these topics in front of our legislators. So
yeah, and it's so easy to be the person that just complains, oh, this rule's coming out, like, oh, I don't like this. Well, now you have a chance to do something about it. The different topics that they're going to be talking about, you got the electric truck mandates, lawsuit abuse, truck parking shortage, and workforce issues, and that's just probably part of the things that are going to be discussed. But there's so many different pieces. When a regulation or a rule comes out, they're not thinking, oh, how is this going to affect this industry or this industry? And so this gives us those opportunities to be able to work with them and again, help bring awareness to, yeah, this affects drivers, this affects companies, affects fleets in a real way, whether it's cost or time or something. And so it's a fantastic event, 2025, Call on Washington, September 2nd and September 3rd. You can go to pmta.org, go to their calendar of events, and you can see it there. If you aren't a member of the PMTA yet, you can also reach out and join. This is like, even if you're not in Pennsylvania, join your state truck driving association, because it is seriously the best way to be involved. If you just, if you want to complain or whatever it is, this is the best way to get involved. And whether it's having that team, having that support behind you, whether it's education, whether it's just about safety, and growing your own company, all of it. That's what's so great about these associations. So you can go to pmta.org to learn more. But that's one event, and then it doesn't stop.
It does not. From there, we have our safety conference in October in Carlisle. So this year, I know Saxon & Stump is a law firm that supports the transportation industry. And, you know, they're very active members of ours. Yep. And they are putting on a mock trial. Oh, so it's awesome. We did it at the New York Truck Driving Association's event in Saratoga Springs. We did a preview of it at our annual membership conference in Erie. And it's just really kind of gaining steam. So it's a really eye opening experience. If yes. You've never, you know, we all watch, you know, Thursday night drama on TV, and you think you know what it's like, but you know, these are folks that have actually, you know, stood and argued these court, yes, these cases in court and in front of juries and come away winners and sometimes losers, and they have a ton of experience. So, you know, liability is a huge issue in trucking. So, you know, you've got a 80,000-pound weapon of mass destruction rolling down the road with a lot of bad consequences at times. And, you know, we need someone on our side who can really help us understand the regulations and defend ourselves. So,
and understand, know, how they're going to attack the company, yeah, in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they do not operate independently, Saxon & Stump. They've got, you know, a network of attorneys across the United States that are fighting the same fight and sharing those experiences. So, you know, plaintiffs' attorneys have a place in the world. I have my own opinion of where they can go or, yep, where they belong, as we all do from time to time. But listen, you know, they have a job to do. They have clients that they're representing, and you know, Saxon & Stump and those attorneys are help defending us. So this mock trial kind of gives those of us who have never been unfortunate enough to be involved in a situation like that some insight into what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, what questions are going to be asked, what data is going to be required, what paperwork and what hoops you're going to have to jump through, you know, and it's, there's so much more to it than meets the eye. And, you know, I've been involved in some, not personally involved in the crashes, but from the safety director's standpoint of compiling records and
the driver files,
training,
the regulations that you're supposed to have on file. Mm-hmm. Like the accident might be a no-brainer case. The car made the mistake. The truck was not at fault. But then they look at the data and say, like, oh, you haven't had a drug test, or this, right, this, you don't have this file, or this.
Yeah,
this
some is a mistake issue you made in hiring 4 years ago, yep, is, you know, is going to be brought up, And, you know, it may just be a mistake that exists independently in a vacuum with no real impact on anything else.
Correct.
But it's going to be used to paint this picture that you're not following your own policies. You know, these are federal regulations that you've just chosen to ignore.
Yep.
And we all make mistakes every day. You know, that's part of the human experience. So, you know, it's important to participate in these types of events and, you know, kind of have your eyes opened if you've never experienced it. And, you know, the idea behind it is to spark some conversation, you know, get folks thinking about, you know, am I doing the right thing at my organization?
Yeah.
Are we prepared to weather this storm should it come our way? And, you know, if the answer is no, or you're not sure, you know, the PMTA is a great partner to have in situations like that. CNS as well. You know, we can take a look at what you've got, your policies, your procedures, you know, share some best practices with you. Another beautiful thing about the PMTA is the ability to network. So,
yes.
You know, I don't know everything there is to know. You don't know everything there is to know, but we can rely on one another's experiences and education to make everyone, you know, successful. So it's a lot of fun when someone says, hey, do you have any experience with X? And I'm like, I don't, but I know someone who does. Yeah. Let me put the two of you together. And now, you know, three people are learning from one person's question. And, you know, that's just, in my mind, one of the best things about the organization and being a member of the organization. So, you know, we get a fair amount of calls from non-members too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, we encourage everyone to join, but safety's not, you know, it doesn't exist only for our members. You know, any truck that's involved in an accident, whether they're a member or not, you know, it is has the capability of shining a bad light on the whole industry. So, you know, when we get calls from non-members who are asking questions, we don't turn them away. You know,
yeah.
we're gonna you know answer your question as best we can, or you know if it's a you know a lengthy conversation, we'll point you you know in the direction of someone that can help you or where you can find the information for yourself. So. You know, safety is not proprietary to our members. You know, we want everyone to be safe and, you know, get back home at the end of the day in the same condition you left in the morning. So it's our mission.
That's awesome. And then it sounds like November, you get the winter hibernation, right?
I would love to tell you that we all kick our feet up in November. But, you know, we went straight from the annual membership conference to preparing for TDC.
Yeah.
So we have not even had our opportunity to have our after action review from our annual membership conference.
Yep.
And so, you know, we got back and one of the first things I did was create a folder for after action comments. And it's, you know, the lessons I learned that I was there, I wanted to record them right away so I didn't forget them because
yeah.
I knew we weren't going to have an opportunity to talk about them for a while. So, you know, our goal is to constantly improve and to make sure that, you know, our events are gaining, you know, attendance and steam and momentum moving forward. So we want to learn on the lessons from this AMC and make next year's even better. And the same with TDC and the same with Safety Day. You know, we rely on our members too a lot for input. You know, what is it? What can we provide to you that you're going to find valuable? So, you know, I have a lot of great ideas. At least I think they're great. But, you know, it's always better when you know, we can take suggestions from our members and make those things come to light. And, you know, the mock trial is a big part of that. So people have been asking for it and we're finally getting to put it on. So, you know, I encourage you to you know, get on our website, pmta.org, on the calendar of events. And you can, you know, find that in October 22nd and register. And we'd love to see you there. So, you know, we'll have some vendors on site to talk about their products and what they have to offer, a variety of different speakers in addition to the mock trial, and then also some good food too, I hope. So it'll be a good time. It always is.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming out and talking about this. Good luck to the drivers during the Truck Driving Championships. Have fun. And as always, stay safe out there.